Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark, playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Book. Just kidding. This is Neil, playing Jerwin Triot. Thank you for joining us.
Will, playing Nath Vendekar. Shut up, Neil.
Jason, playing Jason.
Curtis, formerly playing Ronin, and possibly again.
How many Ronins do you have now? Like six?
No, they're not called Ronins. They're called Clonins.
There's only one Ronin.
And then there's seven Clonins, and none of them have precise shot.
So Ronin is a ninja.
So, yeah, this is Pete, and we're not actually playing this recording,
are we? Right, no, yeah, this is a bit of a departure from our regular game session, since we've finished up book one.
We're not on an island anymore!
Woo-hoo. The GM screen is down.
Woo! After all that shit about trying to get that hole dug and the... At the end there, I thought that we were going to have no treasure at the Ducktailed Rock.
Yeah, I know.
Really? We spent 3 years fighting this.
I was so excited to there be nothing. I was waiting for it.
Just like the TV show.
The dice are put away.
Well, they're not, but
and
mine are.
We are going to take a look back at this crazy journey. So, you crash land here.
We didn't quite crash land here. Some fucker put us here.
We crash landed.
We did technically crash land near the island, but that's not what really happened to us.
That fucking captain hit me in the head.
Somebody hit me in the head. I don't know who it was. I got bludgeoned to pass outville.
Most of you guys got poisoned.
Yep.
Just a little bit.
Well, and let that be a lesson. Didn't. Always purify your food and drink.
Yes.
Especially your liquor. Mm-hmm. You wake up on the beach. Shit, what the hell's going on? Something's nibbling on my toes.
It's a that sounds large crab kinky,
right?
Called a...
Eurypterid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, called a eustachian tube.
Well, you're a eurypterid too.
You set up a base camp. Then you start exploring the island. Quickly discern, oh yeah, all those rumors about cannibals. Yeah, they're true.
And ghosts, don't forget the ghosts.
True story.
Yeah, we lost Eris Mavato because of them.
Yep.
Coolest name for the first dead character ever.
Yeah, those are pretty
I mean, I was name. Really, I'm like, that's a cool name, and then she dies.
Was that the Red Mantis chick?
No, that was Sasha.
The, alcoholic.
Sasha. Oh.
Yeah, okay. She was like a half-elf. If I remember when you showed us the art, I get the feeling she looked like a Galton Gardner, as in like Cavill G. Gardner.
Yeah. Oh,
she did have arm and a tricorn hat,
kind of thing.
Yeah, the tricorn certainly might give that impression. Sure. Top of my head, I can't recall much about her backstory because why would you? Moving on,
she died.
She's dead.
Yeah, fuck her.
Nope.
But that didn't happen for a while. I mean, there was other exploration going on. You had that whole little mini island where everything was gray. And you had mushroom stumps and the veggie pygmies. Yep. And you had all this other bull going on. Oh, yeah, there was that the whole spore thing along with that.
Which we took like champs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You found it up in that cave, and you managed to get rid of it. And then, I think shortly after that, there was the dryad that you met. No, Pescock was first, wasn't he?
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Pescock. Everybody's favorite non-chicken bird-like dude.
The Italian bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't like him.
That's why I said everybody's favorite. Sarcasm, bro. We talked about that.
Well, I liked him because he had gin.
Yep, he did have gin.
And after I found myself on this desert island, I really needed a stiff drink, and he helped me out.
What else did you do, guys?
Banged Sasha a lot. Had to scare off the frog because he kept creeping on us. Got kidnapped by cannibals.
Mm-hmm. Got rescued.
Had to sing Bruce. Nope. I'll get it. Garth Brooks. parody song to Tightrope Across on the Rope.
Well, that was your
across
choice.
The VA. Had to do that. No, I had to do that. The VA to Pit.
We made friends for a short time with the Red Mountain Devil.
Yep. Ronan was a little terrified of him.
Yeah.
Guys, before all these things, you're forgetting Not Jarwin.
Oh, yeah.
Not Jarwin for three episodes.
Yeah.
No, no.
At least three.
No, the character, not Jarwin.
Who's the character, not Jarwin?
You weren't here for
somebody
that.
Who doesn't listen to the podcast.
I listen to the podcast. No, I just don't remember it specifically right at the moment.
Pete, you want to explain not Jarwin since you were the instrumental person in that?
So, if I remember right, there was a creature that we ended up with, Guana or something?
It was a Shiv Dragon.
Shiv Dragon, yeah.
It was like a large size monitor lizard.
It was very friendly, but the party killed it. And
Can't imagine why.
The medic on scene made it just in time to resurrect it from the dead.
Nice.
As a undead beast. And it was our buddy for a while. It took some damage, so then I tried to heal it with positive energy, and it exploded.
We named it Not Jarwin.
Oh, how long was he around? Because I don't remember that specifically at the moment.
He must have been ill that day.
Yeah, you were gone then, yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Well, I mean, I've listened to all of the episodes. I just don't remember this part specifically. It's been a while.
Probably medicated.
The thing that I will never forget is the magical crab meat.
Yeah, magical crab meat.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And the snake milk.
I kind of like the episode of the skin scent. Hey, you guys want me to check that
out?
Sure? How are you going to do that? I'll fit.
From a creative point of view, it was fantastic because all of our characters remember it, and all of our characters will forever remember, please don't do that again.
Unless I'm not around.
So, like, around, narratively, whatever. It's fantastic. For the rest of us, it's...
It's a little unsettling to see massive tracts of land without skin.
You know, actually, to me, the most disturbing thing massive is the concept of meta, like the rest of meta.
Yeah.
Like the unconscious...
That's what I'm saying.
You know, just the face and everything, just all uncovered and tendons and muscles and...
Yeah.
But you know, it's not just like lying still. It fell to the ground, so it's like...
and for you and at home that can't see that... Slithered over. You know, Will threw his head back into the left with his mouth open and his eyes staring off like he's dead.
And his tongue kind of stuck out.
Yeah.
And the skin kind of slithering over to the chest and then, like, slithering inside of it. And then he started talking. She started talking from inside the chest. Mm-hmm. It was fucking disturbing.
Yep.
Extremely.
There should be, like, a will save or fort save or something for that. Anybody that sees it, like...
We have plenty of will saves.
Save or be sickened in for eternity.
Oh, I just had to vomit.
Yeah, I vomited too, yeah. That was nauseous.
I think if I'm extremely honest as Artemis, that was the point where meta changed from the object of my affection to Pam.
That's how bad it was.
The object of your affection to the object of your rejection.
But think about it. You could be in bed with meta, but have two metas. Just have your eyes closed. Just have your eyes closed. It's fine.
And don't touch.
And listen, no... No teeth on the skin part. No teeth. No teeth. Hey.
Also, probably no suction, but hey.
Meta has maintained her innocence, unlike some of the party.
I don't know why you're looking at me. Tam was married for almost a full year.
Ronan still has not discovered Handy.
We haven't got to the port yet.
You keep telling yourself that, Meta.
Well, one of my favorite parts... was the episode where Meta was having a really problem with the killing that we were doing.
Mm.
And because of where her character is coming from versus where Artemis was coming from, we kind of had a heart-to-heart because she was pretty upset. And I got to explain to her that everybody has the potential to be good, but some people choose not to. And those people just need killing sometimes. And that's when people like me have to do what I do, and people like her can't do what she wants to do.
That's when you guys killed the Red Mountain Devil, right? And then Tam was busy dissecting it and researching it and that stuff.
And drawing it and all that, yeah.
Yeah, which we still have no idea the quality of said drawings.
One of my spicy parts was when Artemis and Jarwin butted heads about splitting the party and doing the lighthouse kind of shit or go exploring off the island, and then you guys fucking kidnap me in my sleep.
To be fair, I don't think that the quality of the drawings is forgotten. I think what's going to happen is at the very end of all of the books, when Tam turns in the journal to the Pathfinder Society, we're going to find out just how good or bad those were.
Just a bunch of fucking stick figures.
First, it's going to be like, these are absolutely worthless. Or, wow, these are great.
It won't be like that. It'll be like, oh, wow, this is really nice. Well, we'll call you.
Will, have you been looking at my notes?
No, one of
slightly
my
psychic
fun moments was the whole Grease and Saving Finale thing that we laughed about for a while. Lubrication and pulling out.
Let's go back to kidnapping Jarwin, because that was an enjoyable time where we just...
No clue.
Rude.
You're like, what are you doing? And we're like, we're fucking doing this. Going on an adventure.
Oh, yeah, you kidnapped me, yeah.
Yeah.
And I say my most overall was the whole Captain Equibus. debut of Commodore Nath.
Commodore Nath, and I'm just there playing the drums. I feel like this is what's going on.
The whole time, Will's going... What are we doing, guys?
We don't know.
Will was not here for the episodes previous to that.
Did you guys plan something?
No. He was completely, Will himself was completely in the dark, and apparently so was everybody else.
Yeah, we were literally flying at the seat of our pants at that moment just for the lulz.
That was great.
I thought I missed something.
That was an awesome, awesome bit of improv on everybody's part, and poor Will being portrayed as the straight guy because he was in that was priceless. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're doing.
One of my favorite combats was where our illustrious GM had realized that he may have leveled us a little quick, so he bumped up the level of the entire enemies, to like the 14 enemies all to added the 14 two enemies. Levels, and now wrong. They have class levels, and we walk in there and it's like, I'm going to cast Fog Cloud, do your dance. So we can see fine, but the rest of them are like, where the fuck is everybody?
And Britt's like, every other turn, too. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I should have known better. Times.
It was such a good combo.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you already killed their magic user at that point, so I didn't have much recourse, you know?
No, we didn't just kill her. We fucking burned her hut down.
Yep.
We only mutilated her and burned the hut down.
Yep. Killed her. We killed her dog. We burned her house down.
Except for the monkey did not actually die and was a reoccurring
shit at
issue.
Yeah,
that monkey
a long time.
Was a little terrifying.
Do you guys remember on our way down there when we kept finding those spring traps? Like the little loose ones?
Mm-hmm.
And we had the idea to try and set one off. And I don't remember who volunteered. No, I think Ronan. No. It was was it Ronan who said,
Ronan
like, oh yeah, I'll trigger one and like just be the one in the trap? And Meta was like... Like, realistically, you're a range fighter, so if anybody should be in the trap, it should probably... I'm like, Tam pushes Meta into the trap. And we all scurry off into the bush.
She gets pulled up the hill.
Fuck you.
Hey, man, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty good, too.
It was funny.
I knew what you were going to volunteer for, so I just jumped ahead.
I enjoyed playing Jarwin for an episode.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a good...
I don't remember whose idea that was, but that was yours. Yeah. That was fucking fantastic.
Oh, that was awesome.
Playing different characters was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun because we were all trying to do the mannerisms and the voices for the other characters
except
that
for
we
Kurt,
never play and we hear all the time.
Seventh grader.
I did not try to do the voice.
Dick jokes is all it was.
Jason over there,
the
when Tam missed something or... was failing a save or something, Tam or Jason slurring at me going, use the fucking ability. And I'm like, huh? No, we're good.
You know, that was a really fun episode. So was the one where we actually played the NPCs in combat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. I loved playing Yashiro.
Very good.
And we just that was a lot of fun.
And that was also the episode we found out that Sasha was actually a bloodthirsty monster.
Exactly.
I will say this. I Very specifically much. Said, do not take my performance as canon because, you know, it's just me being fucking weird. But
I
yeah,
know. But
as
still
written,
funny.
She is a
bloodthirsty monster.
Oh, she's a psychopath at
yeah.
the very least.
I'm pretty sure she actually was in training to be a Red Mantis assassin, but maybe we'll find out later.
Well, I mean, she told us that. Her mom was training
yeah,
her
God.
For it, but
yeah.
she didn't want to be a Red Mantis, so mm-hmm. that's why she left.
Or so she says.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun.
All I got to say is Jarwin thinks she's dynamite in bed, so that's all that matters.
Let's be fair. Jarwin thinks a stump is dynamite in bed as long as he's getting some.
Probably not. He's. Yeah, I think he notices.
We'll get to book three, and Meta and Sasha will have made up, and they'll be in a room all alone. All of a sudden, he'll hear the door click, and Sasha will go, "Now, about this Red Manis thing."
And she murders him.
It'll be a little harder to do that by then.
She'll level with us.
Yeah, she'll be leveling with us, probably.
I don't know how much experience you get from redoing a lighthouse, but I don't think it's as much as we have.
Well, I don't know. That's a lot of work.
She'll do that thing where, like, she disappears and, like, you know, you guys ever read Order of the Stick?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, Haley's got her arch rival, you know, and her arch rival can, like, do nothing but just manages to keep, maintain the same number of levels that she has. So, like, mm-hmm. she's out adventuring and, like, her arch rival's, like, playing cards and it's like, ding! I'm like, oh, Haley must have gone up another level.
It's like that in like all the Pokemon games, too.
Yeah.
Your arch rival just suddenly, what the fuck, dude? I've been grinding for 30 hours. What the hell are you doing? Oh, you know, I've been home playing video games. You know, I caught a couple Pokemon. Why the fuck are your Pokemon as strong as mine are? It's just the way it works.
So Britt, what was your
XP share early?
Favorite Fs that you GM'd for us?
Any and all where we got the full, no holds barred, Ricky Ricardo laugh out of Jason.
Right.
That's about half.
Yep. So anytime we have that, it's a good time. You know, it always cracks me up even more. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks.
I think my favorite part of all the podcasts is Precise Shot.
Why? We don't have it.
Exactly. Exactly. Every time I say it, Kurt gives me this fucking glare
just
like, fuck you.
Shut up and suffer.
It's just like nobody here bashes with a shield.
Yeah.
We only have one shield in the entire party.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, man.
And I cannot use it as a weapon. I am not proficient.
You're not proficient with shields?
Yeah. Just so we're clear.
Not as a weapon. Yeah. As armor I am, but not as a weapon.
I think it's a rule that we can't do that on this podcast.
Unwritten no, actually, there's no a brawler. No, my next, if my character dies, there's a brawler archetype that is essentially Captain America.
Yeah. Just shield bashing?
No, he throws it.
Yeah. I'm playing a
shield. It's range shield bashing, yes. Right. Yep.
There was one time where I was going to shield bash you, and I missed it. You killed him the next fucking round. It was the... Clorak the Red. He was going to bash you with his shield.
Yeah, he was going to miss anyways.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we'll never know.
That 20% miss chance.
Time has passed.
Well, I have to say, Britt, for someone that's not done a lot of GMing, as you always are telling us over and over, even though you're doing a really good job, I just have to say, I think you did a wonderful job the whole time. You got better. You got your groove.
You're just saying that.
No, I mean, I'm serious. For somebody to do a campaign of this level with all these assholes sitting around.
And Will.
Yes, and Will. Yeah. Spicy Will tonight.
It was implied.
Spicy. You know, you did a fantastic job, man.
Well, yeah, keeping just one of you guys in line is sometimes rather challenging.
Fuck you, Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were all thinking.
I love you guys, too.
But he said precise shot. Hey. Fuck you, Neil.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, you Kurt. Don't love me. We're not friends.
Hey, Kurt.
No.
You're precise no. shot? Hey, Jennifer doesn't have haste, and she's going to ask four rounds in a row how to counteract slow. So I think that's worse than a precise shot. Good Lord.
Shout out to Jennifer Mellencamp. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. Again, I don't know all the rules. I don't need to. All you guys know everything. Right. I don't know.
I was going to say I've had better.
Yeah, I know. Well aware.
But I've also had worse. I mean, we've had Pete as a GM.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Wow.
That's true
too.
Can't even hear that fucker unless you're, like, right next to him.
Fucking Dirty Pete.
What?
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 Fuck you, Dirty Pete. Look at him glaring at me now.
So, I have one Pete. Regret.
Okay, tell me.
I have a feature that I have not gotten to use.
Oh.
Because since I got this feature, almost everything that we have fought has been undead.
So... This is a mental ability of some sort?
So, my Stunning Fist can cause certain different...
Status effects.
Like debilitating and...
A lot of which won't affect those undead.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, the this chick's whole archetype, Meta's whole archetype, is being able to diplomacy away status effects.
And we didn't hardly have
and
any.
And the only one that's ever getting stunned is fucking Meta.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you want, I could start hitting our friends, but...
I'm going to circle back to the DM.
All right, Jen.
Comment.
which one was that?
No, about you guys GMing. I'm sure you guys had me GMing, and I'm nothing. Like, I learn shit in 45 minutes and run shit.
I have never had you GM for
I have.
Most of the times I've GMed was here, and we wouldn't have anybody to GM, so I would just pick a fucking scenario and learn it while riding in the car on the way here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd read it once, and then we just play. So, I mean, I know I'm no great GM for Pathfinder at all.
I don't think I've ever had you GM for me either.
Yeah. Didn't you do Thornkeep with us? Didn't you do Thornkeep with us?
I did that at...
Or Fangwood Keep. Or what the fuck is it called?
Fangwood Keep. Fangwood.
I did that at a con.
Oh, did you?
With Brent running.
I ran it here for Brent before he ran it there so we could see like what it was about being ran.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that you've ever run for me was that horror house thing.
Well, no. I almost one-shot you in Fangwood Keep with that Scorching Ray.
H-O-R-O-R. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
And some other scenarios. No. I don't know if you were there or not for them.
I mean, that's the one I remember, I should say. I don't remember. Because most of the time when we don't have a DM, that usually means that I'm not here.
Yeah. The that house of Shadows in Freeport, if you guys have time to play in like 3.5 or D20, it can be converted over to lots of different things pretty easily. It is a hilarious adventure. It's got some nasty shit in it, including a ghost that if you look at, no save, take int, wisdom, con or charisma drain, no save, just looking at
nice.
It
nice.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
That's one of those fuck you players.
There's chain devils that they decided to fuck around with, which was really nasty.
Well, I mean, the nice thing about the house was that it was easy to get away from things because I could just go through the fucking walls.
Yeah,
the walls were not that strong. It was just Kool-Aid manning through that house.
Yep. with a guard on your back that had a wand of healing.
yeah That was Joe.
Your two shield player character?
Yeah, that was Rogers. Yeah. Dual wielding shields, and I'm just busting through walls, just being like, "Here I am."
Yeah, and I was letting him use shields. If he embossed it as a weapon, I was allowing the weapon enhancement to count as armor too. So it was fun.
Nice.
Don't reel me in. We're just shooting the shit for this whole episode, bitch.
Yeah, but I'd prefer it if you talked about our session.
Okay. I can finish
that's
story.
What I'm talking about.
So, Pete, I will point out, Tam has been stunned twice, and you've diplomacied one of them away.
Yes, I do remember that.
You are correct.
Yep.
I think the other time there was something else going on that she had to deal with.
Yeah, we were in the boss fight.
Yep.
And I just lost a lot of time in the boss fight because it was like, fumble. Stun card, and I'm like, well, so I just lost this round for fumbling, and now I lost all the next round for
stun.
Yeah.
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been there before, too.
Every day at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
At least you guys didn't have a whole lot of fear effects take effect.
Yeah, not too
bad. That's always my least favorite.
Yeah.
Where you have to run away for 20 rounds or some bullshit.
Yeah. I
haven't
like
laid
fear
that
effects.
On you yet.
I like fear effects, but they can be very debilitating.
Yeah, I just think that like the ones that make you run, I think are just not fun. Cause,
yeah,
like,
I agree.
A person
exactly.
like
you shouldn't have to do the panic running thing.
Yeah,
that's the one thing I would change.
Hey, Britt, I got a question.
Okay, I'll try and answer it.
Obviously, we didn't hit everything on the island, and now we're not going back to find anything more.
Who said that?
You did.
No, that's always a possibility.
And also, book five.
You gotta just
place.
Make up your mind, dude.
I just did. You can do whatever you want. You have free will.
Okay.
You want to go back to the ship?
You're not going to probably answer this now. What was the most interesting thing we didn't find?
You're right. I'm going to have to forego my answer, but there's still a few things to find on Smuggler Ship, but not much.
Okay. Can we all just make a consensus now to just move on to Elidir?
Yes.
Well, here's
yes.
Before we do that. Question, is it anything important for the rest of the story? That's the most important. I mean, if we miss something that's going to be like coming up in book 2 or 3,
the GM doesn't know.
He hasn't read book 2.
I wasn't going to say that, but okay.
Fuck it.
Let alone book 3.
No, he's read books 3, 5, and 6, just not 2 and 4.
It's 2 and 4.
He just likes the odd numbers to read.
I mean, there is a possibility that you discover, that there's some unfinished business. We might need to go back to the Shiv.
And at a later point.
At a later point, yeah.
Well, I'm all good for going to civilization and finally teaching Ronan what a handy is.
I just want to buy some gear and get some interesting fun
sell
things.
Sell our 130,000 worth of shit.
Yeah.
That's going to be an episode.
We also have like 25 grand in just coin.
So, while we're not doing that, if you would like to hear us shop for like two straight episodes, let us know.
That could be
if
on
you
Patreon.
Don't want to hear us shop for two straight episodes and you would like us to do it off air, let us know that.
Do I get a vote?
No.
No, I will say this because there's a lot of mix on the listener base, like actual play listener base. Some people do enjoy it, some people don't. So what I figured we'd do is like we'd shop and we'd record it. And then, we try to contain it to one episode, just make it very clear in the description, like, this is a shopping episode. Nothing relevant to the plot happens. So, if you don't want to listen...
Yeah. If you want to hear us make various jokes while we talk about how many coins are jingling around around our waist...
if you want to find out what the Pathfinder Core Rulebook says a solid gold dildo costs...
That may be the particular episode where Ronan learns what a handy is.
We literally have 24,896 GP just in money.
I want to go back to what Jason just said. I think it's probably about the same amount that it costs for a mithril waffle iron. I'm just going to throw that out there as a guess.
About 3,500.
I think it's more than that.
That's I could be wrong.
It shouldn't.
It's probably a lot less than that, actually.
Keep in mind that a mithril waffle iron, you have to have a heating source in there somewhere that can heat that mithril.
You can just put the mithril waffle iron over an open campfire.
Yeah.
I thought mithril was hard to heat.
No, the cold iron is hard to heat.
Well, never mind.
Yeah, mithril makes it light.
Well, I knew mithril was light. I assumed it was very hard to heat, I guess.
And now we'll all make fun of Will for his... poor knowledge of Pathfinder.
Yeah,
nerd school.
Everybody,
dumbass.
Gosh,
why you don't know nothing, Will? Gosh.
Yeah. Well, you guys all want to get back to civilization. Meta still wants to get to the jungle to her family.
Yeah, we can take a couple days stories. In Illidair.
I'm sure we'll spend more than a couple Sounds days good. In Illidair.
Well, I'm just before she leaves for visiting her family.
We've got like 4 weeks of shopping to do. So. Yeah.
If not more.
Like, how are you going to spend all that money?
It's Illidair.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's a metropolis.
You're
going to
get caught in some kind of alleyway and lose it all. Yeah, I got it.
Well, and that's something that we'll have to talk about as a group, because if none of you have been in the Shackles before, or journeyed out in places like Blood Cove, Elidor, seaport villages like that, we don't want to go flashing around a bunch of newfound wealth.
So be like Bilbo and wear a shirt over your mithril.
So...
I thought he was going to say suck on that again.
I did too.
Oh, man.
That's okay. We can all just wrap up. Remember, Tam has five capes or cloaks of resistance. So all right. Just wrap them around yourself. Somebody can just hold Ronan like a little baby and wrap him up too.
Can I hold him like a little baby
What's
and put him underwater?
Just toss Ronan into your bag of holding and call it a day. Take a deep breath. You'll be fine.
Push Jarwin into the pool and cast Hold Person. The pool of blood.
Hey, I did swim in one of those.
Yeah, because you got pushed in.
Yeah.
You got tired of hearing you talk about whether or not you were actually
going to
do it.
Well, I know one of the first items that Artemis is going to purchase when we get to Elidair.
Vibrator.
No.
A handy.
That's not an item.
It could be.
It's going to be a potion of gaseous form that he's going to place into a spring-loaded wrist sheath because that is a great get-the-fuck-out-of-dodge.
Yeah, it is.
And then Tam's going to buy a bunch of Beano. And,
So if Artemis is in gaseous form, could someone inhale him?
I suppose it's entirely possible.
And then I'll dismiss inside you.
And you'll be Shang Tsung. That's one of Shang Tsung's finishers.
You come back into full form, and like your leg is just sticking down their throat, and they're like, I know my big thing that I'm looking forward to.
That'd be
to
so
is,
cool if you could like blow somebody apart by doing that.
You can. That's one of Shang Tsung's finishing moves from Mortal Kombat. That's literally a thing.
I meant like in Pathfinder.
Oh, I'm sure it's also a thing.
Okay. Anyway, one of your favorite parts, Jason.
One of the things I'm actually one of the favorite things I'm looking forward to is getting Trailblazer, my short sword, and like spending all the money to buy a Masterwork short sword, flavoring it as getting that upgraded so I can get it enchanted later, and then just have like a couple like a fire and ice combo going when I need to.
Yeah. I could smell it now.
Also, I'm also very much looking forward to level 7. So if we could get to
if we get to level 7 and I get the item I want, you guys will like Jarwin a whole lot when we're in combat.
Condom?
That's good because no, we don't like Jarwin any other time. So
that's rude.
At least we'll like him in combat.
Rude. I mean, that is fairly accurate.
Cestus!
But it's
still
rude.
That is his personality. Woo!
That is his personality. So, I mean, I'm glad you guys hate Jarwin. That was the point.
We don't hate Jarwin.
Oh, okay.
He's just not particularly friendly.
Yeah, we don't particularly like him.
Yeah, he's only friendly when he wants to be and with whom he wants to be.
I wouldn't be surprised if Ronan hates him, but that's because he's always directly an asshole to Ronan.
Well, Ronan also is directly an asshole to him and
just because it's at eye level, I mean.
It's rude not to stare.
Where I come from, in my culture, it is rude not to touch.
Pete's breaking his mic stand over there.
Yerp.
That's okay.
You know, for our listeners, too, though, I mean, we've talked about, you know, some of our favorite episodes and little vignettes of what we really enjoyed. Go ahead and reach out to us on social media and let us know what your favorite episodes were or memorable times from the podcast past that that really, you know, made you laugh or think or you know, just one that sticks out in your head, because we'd like to hear that.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, when is this going to air? Like 3 months?
Like 6 weeks.
Hold on a sec.
I bet Jason can tell us.
I bet he can, for a price.
Need a front rub. October 30th.
Nope.
October 30th.
October 30th for this episode.
Man, that would be perfect if we had FrenCon that weekend, but we had to move it.
Spooky Halloween.
Speaking of spooky, we're going to do a spoiler, or we're just going to jump into it next time on Shield.
Oh, no, we've teased it already. Actually,
we can talk about.
I think we've said
to.
What we're like, what even the next AP we're getting into. But it does also lead me to the question of, because this is not a traditional episode, do you guys want to bump it up a bit and then do the first of the new one
on October 30th?
On October 30th, since
I think
that would be cool.
It like Mark, is it appropriately spooky?
Well, I think that would be very spooky on All Hallows Eve before Halloween.
Yeah, that would be cool. We could bump this one up a week. And then
so
just start
about
that
changing
one
the order here?
No, just have an extra episode, like have three episodes release in 3 weeks instead of every other, just to get this one out to start PF2E Abomination Vaults on Halloween ish.
All right.
So, listeners, everything I just said about October 30th is wrong!
It would actually be October 23rd.
Yep.
Ish.
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 You scared the shit out of Neil. Did you see that over there?
Actually, you know what's been bothering me about Neil is he's got that the little mover thing, and he keeps rubbing it like in between his fingers and stuff like that. And I'm just waiting for him to cut himself because those things can get sharp.
Yeah, the rake end of it. He's a sharp edge, a little bit.
He's sharpening it.
That's what he's doing with it.
Jason, after your incident, I went behind and I broke all the edges.
I think you like sanded them all down.
I sanded.
They're pretty smooth.
So they're not sharp anymore.
That's right. They're not sharp anymore.
So we have to. Are we?
Jason almost lost a finger.
No, actually, I cut myself on the wrist.
Oof! He almost lost a hand.
Oof. It was not that bad, but it was like I was like bleeding off and on for like a good solid hour.
Man,
I'm just looking at our items list of shit to sell. Like it's almost 2 pages full front to back.
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous.
It's. Did you see the list of stuff I had in Jade Regent?
Yeah.
Like it was like I'm getting flashbacks to that, where it was just like once we finally get back to town, time to buy some loot.
Lots of stuff.
I'm going to get some shit that fits me.
Never mind.
I'm going to buy some weird shit, man. You have no idea.
Shit that
6 foot tall statue made of cheese, Elvis Presley.
That would be pretty weird.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get a cow made entirely of butter.
Put it on a cart, take it with us.
I forgot, you even have beautiful paintings on that list, don't you?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Frogs. And peacock and, feathers. Don't forget the peacock feathers.
And parasols made of silk.
Yeah, with the little dangly bits.
With the little dry peacock feathers. Whatever the fuck they're called. I think they're called like boba noodles or something.
Boba noodles.
I don't fucking know.
Where do you usually find those on the like the roof liner of an El Camino?
Dingle fallers?
Dingle balls.
Dingle balls.
You're making everything up.
Dingle balls. Dingle bells.
Dingle bells. According to Mark, they're called.
I call them fluffle hugga. Which I believe is the traditional Danish term.
Right.
The Dutch are so bloody evil.
I think it's because their feet are wet all the time.
I mean, have you ever had to deal with wet socks? It's terrible. Yeah,
the worst. It piss you off, too. Yeah.
Man, I remember the first lexicon we were at. Pete and I were there. Jerry Wayne was running something, and this other guy I didn't know and his kid. And, like, we're sneaking into this giant-controlled fort because it's doing part of Giant Slayer, right? And we're like, dude, you have no idea. Like, Gregor, first mission, goes to Diamond City. He fights demons. First mission. I go through time, I fight Aspis on vacation, none of it is bad as wet socks. Wet socks, worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. I would fight in the pits of hell as long as my socks were dry.
True story.
I feel a magic item coming on.
Wet socks?
Socks of dryness.
No, that's two. Socks of perpetual dryness.
Akbar's not useless, always dry socks.
It's a cursed item. It looks like the socks of dryness, but when you put them on,
they're moist.
The socks of moistness.
Perpetual moistness.
And you can't take them off.
I'm pretty sure that anything of perpetual moistness is going to be a bad time.
Planter.
It's not both socks, it's only one of them. Only your left foot feels moist.
No, it alternates. Every couple hours, it's the opposite foot.
But while your left foot is moist, you have fast healing 0.1, so every minute you get one hit point back. And every time that your right foot is wet, you have damage that you take the same amount. So every minute, it just one hit point.
You take your shoes
and
off.
You have to keep track.
Everyone in the room has to make a fortitude save. Put your shoes back on. Don't do that.
They're staggered, so you get the point every 30 seconds. Every 30, and then you lose it every minute.
Cursed socks of gas stench.
Gas stench?
Yes.
Troglodyte socks? Troglodyte skin
troglodyte
socks?
Troglodyte scots, yes.
Trog socks.
Trog socks.
If that's all the good highlights that we got that we can think of off the top of
I'm
our
sure
heads.
We have lots more.
I mean, we could sit here for hours, I'm sure. It's been 3 years.
Well, true story.
Doesn't seem like that, though.
Well, it hasn't
been for
you.
It hasn't been
for you. You're the youngin' at this table, old man.
Yep. Then there's always Brits. It's 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet.
40 it, fucking 25, feet.
35, you're just going to jump down there 60 feet.
Yeah. That one
it's
episode was
most convenient for him.
The episode of the ever changing bridge, it's like fucking Harry Potter. Mind the stairs; they like to change.
Oh, shit. I'll jump to the when Mark said, "You know, hey listeners, what's your favorite episode?" I immediately thought of when I got contacted by a listener who was like. Like, man, I keep that fucking April 1st episode. Like, I just kept waiting for it to stop. I'm like, yeah, that's the reason why I put up the other one. Like, he's like, wait. There was another one?
And you say it was at regular speed?
What?
Well, yeah. How about when it was international? International Talk Like a Pirate. We had the rum sampling. That was good too.
That pirate was some good stuff, man.
Sarah also didn't know that there was a regular version of the sped up, so Pumpkin Princess. And she said she was listening to it at work, and the whole office was just dying laughing at our voices. Nobody knew what the fuck was going on, but everybody was dying laughing at all the squeaky chipmunks playing fucking Pathfinder.
Like,
when I first did it too, like I put it on 2x speed, and it was just like. I was like, okay, let's try like 1.5.
Okay,
I'm one? Like, okay, maybe 1.1. Okay, that's good. It's like that big of a difference in just that little change.
Yeah, if you don't have the tone dilation change for the speed up, it's very significant.
My brother-in-law was like, when you guys did that last one, the April Fool's thing, and you're doing around like that. That's not right. What? That's not right. My brother-in-law Rob.
Oh,
shout out.
Yeah, that will long be a highlight.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I very much enjoyed Tam. Playing Hardy.
Well, just playing Tam. It's yeah. Does that hit you? Hold on. I know I have a shield. Oh no. Fuck.
Tam doesn't use a shield. Future plans. Got to hit that level 7.
Yep.
Tam, wait, don't.
If Jarwin keeps going the way he's going and he gets the item he wants to, at level 7 he'll have a +7 to hit and damage.
So are you keeping full bird or are you going to go into that cavalier archetype where you can just like have that hanging from your back at
all
times? I
haven't decided yet. It depends on sort of our party and how things go once we get to the jungle.
That's fair. My favorite part of the switch around thing was when I got everybody with the, I was like, Ronan's up on the wall, and I got my bow in one hand, and then a gun. I was like, wait, where'd you get a gun?
Don't worry about it.
It was in my pocket. I was happy to see you, though.
Speaking of that, apparently it's going to be a while, but like we got plenty of time to consider our options. But what is everybody's, take on the progression of their characters and stuff? Because, I know my first thing, because of the trauma that we all suffered in that cave with the blackness and we had to fight the shadows. That's gonna give Artemis an impetus to become a shadow dancer. He's been taking pointers from Jarwin with the dancing and stuff, because that's part of it. I think Jarwin actually knows more about that kind of side than what he's let on. And then it was kind of nice when you did your character thing, because then I found out, aha, he does know more about that side of the street.
Yep.
So that's why Artemis is going to go into the Shadow Dancer, vein there, because of the actual stuff that happened on the island.
Have you guys all listened to Jarwin's episode?
No.
Not yet.
Okay. I have.
Is it out yet?
Okay.
Shut
Jason,
up, Jason.
Jason said he hasn't, so apparently not. No, I was just curious, who knows what.
Yeah, no, it went up yesterday.
I revealed some secrets. Yeah. I revealed some secrets that
saucy
Britt forgot about, because he goes, I didn't even know that. I was like, oh, okay. But again, we did talk about it, 2.5 years ago?
Three
years ago, yeah. So, that's fair.
Yeah.
What a long, Nath. Strange road it's been.
Yeah,
Nath has realized throughout this that he was taught very defensively, and that if he wants to be any kind of a threat to the things that are going to try to hurt him, that he's going to have to learn something about how to hurt people.
Fair enough.
As it stands, I'm looking forward to... right now, I'm still going straight shaman, but that'll probably change because I have a hard time staying single classed on any character.
Yeah, me too.
But...
It's really hard for me to stay on a single class.
It's hard for me to stay on a single topic.
The dragon shit that I'm going to be picking up.
Also, fuck you, Mark.
Because of the Eldritch Heritage feat chain.
I love the Eldritch Heritage feat chain.
And,
it's amazing.
The whole Worship of Apsuth stuff. I'm really looking forward to that later on. But we'll see what happens.
Is there an archetype or another class you would take?
Well, right now, without... changing any class, I would end up with natural armor and resistances, breath weapon, and wings.
Nice.
Red Bull, huh?
Yeah.
Just gotcha. From the feat chain.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Would you be able to do the aspect of the dragon stuff later, or does that not come with what build you picked? Or is that later, like 15 plus?
What do you mean by aspect of the dragon?
Where you take forms of dragons and gain dragon abilities and all that shit.
that's not really a shaman.
That's why I was asking aspect. If that was the build you were doing or not.
There's prestige classes I could go into that would give me more of that stuff. Yeah. But
so I was just looking at the dragon disciple. Mm. I was like, oh, maybe you could do that, but you got to be able to spontaneously cast first level arcane spells.
Yeah. Right. Mm. I'd have to have at least a level.
It would also be a very different build because...
Well, not necessarily sorcerer.
Dragon Disciple is a very melee-oriented build.
I mean, other than low strength, I'm typically up in the melee range anyway.
Well, like you fight with your claws, bites, you get
bonus strength,
you get bonus armor, bonus con, shit like that. Extra effects on your melee.
And I really, this table, between the six of us, three of us are up front in melee characters, like to deal damage.
Yeah.
I think that's been our biggest strength, really. I mean,
the teamwork.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Especially in that, the first lighthouse fight.
Okay.
Without the teamwork, there's no way we would have survived. Absolutely no way.
Well, just meta and Jarwin's. Combo alone is amazing.
It may have taken us a year and a half to bust it out, but
definitely tipped the tide in your favor. But
it was planned. It just took a while to get there.
It was planned.
I'm kind of curious because Kurt's been kind of quiet over there. You got any hopes and dreams for Ronan?
He hopes to get a precise shot.
Someday. No, let's put that back, Pete. We all hope he gets a precise shot. I don't think he does.
If I could give up a feat to make Ronan take a precise shot, I would do it.
Ronan's goal is to return with his current findings. He, as a character, he loves working for the Church of Pharasma. He loves working with the Pathfinder Society. And of all the characters out here, he seems to find Tam's digging into the history and the archive stuff. He finds that really fascinating. And that's just kind of the direction he's going to stay the course with, finding lost souls and, you know, working with the church. And he does kind of dig doing the archives and stuff in the Mwangi Expanse. So that's kind of his goal. He doesn't have this whole, I don't have like a laid out thing. It just sort of depends on where the story takes him is what he's going to do. He'll probably stay an Inquisitor of Pharasma for the full pull.
Right. And I kind of forget at this point, was it two or was it three mission accomplished with your job? I can't recall.
I was thinking it was two.
I only have two on the list.
Okay. I guess it answers that question.
Because you found the other guy earlier on, right?
Yep. So take that information back, report back to Spiegon Angler's venture captain and deliver his wayfinder and the news of what happened to him.
Cool.
Last rites have been performed and...
Death is good.
We'll move on to the next mission.
All right. Well, let's turn the topic to what we're up to next. I'm going to hand the floor over to Mark for a second here.
What? Me? What?
Yeah.
Surprise!
Well,
tell us what we're going to do.
Next time on Shield Bash...
We're all naked.
Yeah, well... I hope not. That's not part of what I planned. But hey, if that's what you guys want to do,
this is audio. They don't need to know that.
I mean, aren't we normally naked here?
Right.
Just from the waist down.
We normally have a rule here.
I'm just glad we have a really big table. Ain't nobody got time to see that. But no, folks. We're gonna take a break from the Serpent Skull Adventure Path, and we're gonna give Britt a well earned chance to. Play.
Oh, I like that.
And not just play any game, not just Pathfinder 1. We're going to double down for Pathfinder 2nd Edition as we bring you all to the small, quaint seaside town of Otari on the Isle of Cordos. Just a hop, skip, and a jump down the road from a little town you may have heard of called Absalom, the city at the center of the world.
Not familiar.
It's not familiar. Well, I think you should probably brush up on that if you're not you know, versed in...
That's a no blinker, right?
Yeah.
Don't blinker, you miss it.
Right. I mean, maybe if your blink was like you closed your eyes for a week as you walked through, but...
no, hold on. Let me just... Absinthe.
Absalom. Now, if you were drinking absinthe, you might miss Absalom. That'd probably be the only way.
Could I find some absinthe in Absalom?
Oh, you can find everything in Absalom. And more importantly, could find you. No, not Epsom salt either.
Epsom salt.
We're going to be bringing you guys the first part of the beginner's box. The guys are going to start off as beginners in Pathfinder 2E for the most part. Some of us played, some of us haven't. And we're going to fumble through that together with you, our listeners. As they move through that, we're going to transition directly into the AP, the Ruins of Gauntlight, the Abomination Vaults. It is a wonderful, wonderful dungeon crawl. We're going back kind of old school, down in the depths to find out why a lighthouse in the middle of the swamp is suddenly lit again after 500 years.
I know.
Shh,
there
no
were,
spoilers.
There were these six assholes and this other guy. They all got these non-participating comrades to light that thing up again because they thought they were on an island.
Hallucinations.
Hey, listen, whoa. I just saved us like 3 years.
Hey, the island of Quartos is an island.
Yeah, wrong island, dude.
We just didn't explore enough of the island to figure out there was a giant metropolis there.
Nobody came by, no roads.
So what you're saying is
a different island.
The fog was just hallucinogenic.
It was those berries, so we ate.
Yeah.
Tender the whole time. Fog.
Turns out we all died to the Red Mountain Devil.
No, we probably all died to that plant that attacked us when we tried to harvest its berries.
Oh, yeah, the viper berries.
The viper berries, yeah, that's really funny.
Those weren't good berries, that's for sure. Yeah.
They were fun berries, though.
We all drowned. This is the afterlife.
So, what is everybody's favorite thing they're taking off the island?
Themselves.
Myself, yes.
Definitely Jarwin himself.
I would say Meta's favorite thing she's taking off the island is Tam.
Aw.
No, it's so sweet.
I'm going to be honest. I am personally, as a player, sad that nobody can use that fucking armor.
Yeah.
Oh, the demon armor?
Yeah. I don't give a shit if they were evil. That would be fun.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Next character.
Yeah, next character.
I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to die eventually. And if we don't sell it. And if we don't sell it, I mean, we'll have it. It's going to be difficult to find a buyer for something that large and expensive,
really.
Even in a metropolis.
All we got to do is go to the Church of Abadar.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Well, yeah. It's not cursed.
No, but it's an evil item.
Evil.
And they pay to get those because they're bad for society and commerce and stuff.
I totally blanked on that.
Dun, dun, dun,
and
dun.
They're worth a lot more on the secondary market. Let's
just tell what it is.
Yeah. That's true.
Abadar is a neutral deity, I believe.
Yeah, he is. Lawful neutral.
But so is everybody excited for their second edition characters too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Getting there.
I am. I'm just having difficulty narrowing down my options.
I think I've finally narrowed down my option.
I've got half of my 100 questions finished already.
Ooh.
Yeah, Will, you're the only one I know who actually goes through that list and actually answers those questions.
Yes.
Well, there was three times I looked
you
for the list.
Too?
On Meta, I did.
There were three times I looked for the list and couldn't find it, so I gave up.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Put it in the group chat, Will.
Yeah, I'll put it in the group chat for
I expect
again.
You to not link it, but to type each question individually.
Don't do that.
Copy and paste.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I know this is going to come as a surprise, but you can suck on anything else.
Spicy Will.
I love it. Suck on that.
No, but I finished half of that, and if I get any free time, I'll do just like I did for this one and also write a little bit of backstory as opposed to just having answered questions. I enjoy writing backstories.
That is one thing. Even for like society characters, I always do at least a paragraph or two backstory. That way I have an idea what the fuck the character's mentality is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to have a motivation. That's important.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because from a GM standpoint, I mean, I know we've talked some off air, you know, I would like to talk more and get like, you know, actual hard copies and stuff before we start so that I can look forward and see where key points are in the story that will impact your characters individually and then as a whole. Because like I've already have some ideas in my head just from what we've talked about that, this might be a hook for this character, or this might be a hook for that character. You know, so I mean, that's, to me, that's all part of getting into it. And I build my characters kind of, I think, backwards from a lot of people do. I always get a concept in my head of the character's backstory, what their voice is, because I hear voices in my head. Yes, that's true.
You should get medication for that.
And well, you know, but it's been so fun. I'm never alone. But
really, it's only an issue that
this honestly explains a lot
when it affects your life.
But, well, he's been working in a prison for quite a while. I'd say it's been affecting his life pretty heavily.
Could you imagine? He's walking through the prison. No, fuck you. We're not doing that. The prisoners are all in the cell like, no. Don't fuck with Mark.
This is a real threat.
That's really why the prisoners don't like
Mark. Mark isn't actually a corrections officer. He's an inmate that gets weekend passes.
That makes a lot more sense.
I'm on reverse work release. Did you get the stuff? No, man. Officer Washley was there. I'm not fucking with that dude. He's crazy.
But yeah, that's how I build my characters. I get their backstory, what they're about, what their outlook and stuff is, and then I have a voice in my head how I'm going to play them, and then I build the character around that concept.
This character will be quite a bit more outspoken than what Ronan was. Ronan was kind of quiet, didn't say a whole lot.
And creepy.
Yeah, fuck you. You're creepy. This character will cut your nuts off and then laugh in your face when he does it. He's a dick.
Did you say eat a dick?
So what you're saying is you're can evil, eat a dick. So that means we can kill you and it's okay. Gotcha.
Or I can kill you and it's okay. Either way.
Yeah, Kurt, I know you always feel like your character's the most badass thing in the room, but do you really think you can take on six of us at a time? Or five of us at a time?
No.
Or one of us?
Does he have precise shot?
Yes. As a matter of fact, just for this instance.
No.
Aren't you playing a rogue?
If the answer is no, you should answer no to the previous questions.
So that brings me to something. I mean, do you guys want to give a little teaser here? Do you want to quick talk about what your character class is? Maybe, you know, their name?
Jason's wanting to keep a lot of his hush-hush so he can get an honest reaction from us. But
well, personality and stuff-wise, but I like some of the mechanics I don't mind talking about.
Yeah, like, I mean, what's your class? What's your character? You know, what race? You know, maybe a background, if you want. If not, we can figure it out on the air.
Also, with the stipulation that don't take this as gospel, it may change.
Right. This is a hot take, fresh today.
Fresh and hot.
A little peek behind the screen.
So fresh, so hot.
Jimmy John's.
Freaky fast. Slogan? Freaky good.
I don't think it is.
Not yet. It's going to be when they start sponsoring us.
That would be great.
Yeah, Jimmy doesn't sponsor anybody. Anyway,
As long as we don't have to deal with him,
or most of the rest of the part of them.
But no, actually, for me, this is going to be my second time playing Pathfinder 2E. So I'm not even sure how good I actually built this character. I just know kind of what I wanted starting out. And
the nice thing about playing a rogue, though, is if you don't like your feats, you're going to get more. Yeah. You're going to get a shit ton.
And also, I mean, Pathfinder 2nd Edition has a very robust retraining.
Well, the things that I had talked about possibly training, I had kind of two different. I like the tailed goblin, and then I like the bouncy body goblin. And I was kind of torn between the two of them. So
I think that legitimately might be one of the only things that can't be retrained.
Can't be retrained, yeah. Yeah, your background and ancestry is like, nah, I can't really do that.
Got a time machine. We got you. Diddle, diddle,
diddle. I mean, and I went with the tail to start with, but as we get closer to D-Day, that very well could change.
Oh, no.
So I'm hearing Goblin Rogue.
Yep, Goblin Rogue. Okay,
not affiliated with the local Thieves Guild, correct? Because he's from the forest around Otari, correct?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know much about the Otari stuff yet. Background-wise, he's just... I thought we talked about something about his tribe got decimated by the undead.
Yes, they did. And we'll find out more about that whenever we do your intro for the thing. But yeah, so we have one rogue, a goblin, from a splintered, maybe even a last survivor of a tribe of goblins that live in the woods outside of Otari. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
All right, Will. What are you bringing to the table? I've heard some of it. I'm kind of intrigued. I think it's going to be really fun.
I am actually going to play a cleric this time. I'm going to be a bit of a healer. And I'm going to play a fetchling that is recently kind of joined the material realm from the shadow plane.
And Shadow Absalom is called Beacon, correct?
Correct, yes.
So it's on the other side of the looking glass, basically, of Absalom proper. And go ahead and tell our listeners what a fetchling actually is if they're not familiar with that background, ancestry.
The way I understand, I did do quite a bit of reading up on this, and I can't pronounce it, but Jason said earlier.
Kael.
Kael. As well as they are, at least the original set were, I guess, Aklo? What do you call them? Not Aklo.
Aklo would be Acolytes? A language.
Yeah, no.
Describe the word you're looking for.
It's one of the, it's the ancient race that died out.
Oh.
Aslanti.
Yeah, they're the Aslanti that escaped at some point from almost kind of like a cataclysmic event into the Shadow Realm.
Earthfall.
Earthfall, yeah. Starfall.
Starfall?
Yeah.
Starfall.
And this is kind of the outcome of many, many years of them being in that kind of shadow plane.
Awesome. So you're going to be a cleric, a fletchling cleric from Beacon, which is Shadow Absalom. I am intrigued. Now that brings me to my next person, which is Jason, because I believe you guys kind of have a little nexus. Are you going to have a nexus from what I've heard?
We're flamboyantly gay lovers, yes.
Ooh. Yes. Well, that'll be a first for
like,
me,
think
Jimmy.
About like the ambiguously gay duo from the old like skit show, but just it's not ambiguous at all. Very loud and in your face about it.
Okay, who's Oscar and who's Felix? That's what I want to know. Right?
Remember how we weren't diverse enough for monetization?
Well, we're busting those stereotypes, mister.
We're fixing it.
No, so I don't want to explain too much about like the background of my character, but I am playing a Uruxi, a wetlander Uruxi, which is a lizard folk. He is also a follower of the Cosmic Caravan, and that is how he is connected to Will's character, in that he is he's got some divine instructions that he's set to follow, and he is a he's a fortune teller and astrologist. So
very nice.
That is his very thing. Nice. He when it comes to combat, he's going to be more useless than an archer without precise shot.
Woo!
And we'll be mostly just doing out of combat sort of bonuses and stuff.
Excellent, excellent. And who would like to go next?
Britt.
Well, then you can go.
Go for it, Britt.
Come on, Pete.
Yeah.
Well, God, don't fight over it.
All right, fine. So the basics is I'm going to play a competent Ronin.
Oh, shit.
We're so all just joking. We all
you
hate
took
Ronin.
Precise shot twice.
Three times. No, right now, which just
and
may
still
change.
Still won't be able to hit shit.
Oh, yeah, well.
Wow.
Right you. Now, with what I currently have planned out, I will be a mounted archer that later on gets really cool with being able to fire spells through my bow.
A mounted archer, you say? What, pray tell, will be your mount, Pete? Do you want to give that away yet, or are you going to wait?
Spring I think I'm going to wait on that.
All right, all right. So what is your actual class going to be? I know you're going to transition later into the Arcane Archer.
Right now I'm looking at starting most likely with a Ranger.
Excellent,
That way I can have the precise hunted shot stuff. So my first strike every round does an extra 1d8 damage.
Do you want to talk about your ancestry at all?
Papa was a rolling stone.
Let's just say it's Fae-like.
Okay, okay. That works in great because there has been a disturbance in the first world and in the material world caused by occurrences going on in Otari. So that ties in really well. I am very intrigued. I like that. Now, Britt or Neil? Neil or Britt?
I vote Britt.
Who will go?
I vote Britt.
Do I get a vote?
Nope.
Okay.
You're the GM. You don't get a vote anymore.
I vote Neil. That's 1-1.
All right. Well, I'm still learning second edition quite a bit.
Most of us are, Britt.
That's perfectly fine.
But, yeah, I'm playing a rogue. It's kind of one of my favorites from way back. So I'm going back to my roots.
What is your racket?
Scout.
Excellent. So we have a thief racket and a scout racket.
I'm a fan of the scout rule.
Did I name that right? I don't know. I'm still learning some of the...
Scout is one. That's what I'm playing in my play-by-play.
You said racket, though.
Yeah.
And isn't that a category of...
That's like your thief. You choose
okay.
Thief.
So I got that question answered correctly is what I'm yes. wondering. Okay.
Yeah, yes. It affects certain abilities that you get innately yeah. and okay. different...
Well, I don't know about correctly, but that is certainly one of the options.
Close
yes.
enough?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So he is a dwarf. So I'm going back to the short people, because I figure second edition, who cares?
Technically, dwarves are medium.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Their move rate
is the same
in
as
second edition
else.
Is what? Is it still 20?
It's 25.
Yeah, 25.
Which is the standard for most most mediums now.
All right.
And they actually have a feat that you can pick up so that you're not slowed down by armor.
All right. So
do you need a feat for that now? I thought you just had to be strong.
Everything's feats.
Everything's feats. So but if you are strong enough, you aren't affected by the armor check penalty and stuff. But
that's right.
But let's say you do a dwarf that
I
has.
Thought you guys, you said you wanted me to go.
I'm not thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Sorry. They got carried
fuck
away.
Fuck you guys.
Were you going to talk for it? We're waiting.
I was trying. so far I've selected subtle thief for the skill feat. The heritage is Oread. Rock people, right?
Ooh, you're a rocky dwarf.
Yeah.
What's your dwarf's name?
Balmy Taker.
You say Balmy?
Yep.
Or Balmy, like...
Balmy as in warm.
Like a warm summer's
evening. B-A-L-M-Y.
I like it.
Balmy Taker. And then... Oh, no. Here's the rogue's racket thing. I selected thief racket.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
His
that's
middle name is Les, so it's BLT. Yeah.
So,
I like that. Yeah, most interesting to me about your character is you are a new recruit of the local Thieves Guild.
Right.
Excellent.
We were talking about that for a while.
So you're out to make your way, get some notice, try to get an inside track in the workings of the guild.
Sure. Learn the ropes, man.
That's right. Absolutely. So how are you going to feel about a goblin thief coming into your territory from out in the woods?
Who's going to kill him?
You know, I'm really just not even bothered by a goblin. He's got to have to prove he's a threat. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Excellent.
Maybe that's just, me being a little haughty, overconfident. I don't know. Time will tell. But we'll see if this cat gives me any trouble.
Excellent.
So I'm going to wait and see.
No, he has a monkey tail.
Yeah.
Not a cat tail.
Oh, well.
Maybe he has a cat of nine tails.
Oh, boy.
On his tail?
Honestly, wouldn't put it
maybe.
Past Kurt.
The tale of tails with tails? That tells tales.
So I guess that leaves...
old Jarwin
last
Treon.
But not least. No, you're not Jarwin Treon anymore, buddy.
Yeah, no.
Not Jarwin.
You're branching out. You're
branching out a little.
Yeah. So tell us.
So I'm going to be playing an alchemist witch or a witch alchemist. I guess wait, just kidding. Playing a probably a fighter, thinking like a reposition type specialist, leaning towards an orc, and probably going to take the barbarian specialization to make my weapon specialization do a shit ton of damage, because why not?
Very nice.
Pretty much a one-trick pony of I move stuff and I hit stuff, and that's about
so
it.
So is the cleric going to be the only caster?
Perhaps. He's also a witch or something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oracle or witch, I don't remember.
Okay.
So now your orc, what background did you decide to go with?
The Fogfin Telltale.
So you are a local
I am
the
a local,
swamp?
Yeah, from the swamp. I saw some spirits or lights or something in the swamp. I've been fighting off undead and stuff like that around the area. telling stories about it to people. Nobody seems to believe me because they're assholes.
And your name is Toof?
Toof Grimscar.
Toof Grimscar. I like that.
Fancy.
Yeah, it's pretty. I enjoy it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. We got a pretty solid cast of characters coming up for you. I think we're going to have a good time. I know I will be excited to kick off a new scenario. Hope Britt will be excited to play. And I hope you will all be excited to hear next time on Shield Bash.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.